staying off property, we had to book our fast passes 30 days in advance. And even with 30 days in advance, right at day 30, all of the heavy hitters were already gone. Seven Dwarfs, Mine Train, no way. Couldn't get the Flight of Passage.
Nope.
That was out. Tower of Terror was not available. Slinky Dog, no way.
That was an absolute big fat no.
There was like a major ride at every park we simply could not get.
The good one.
Yeah.
Whatever the good one
Whatever
was.
The, yeah, the
Whatever
one
you, the good one that everyone wanted to ride. That was one that you had to wait far out the ass for.
It was a while. There's so much pre-park advantage now that going when the park opened wasn't enough.
No.
Park opened at 9 this time around. We strolled in, walked over to the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, smacked right in the face with an hour and a half wait.
Boom.
Like, the park literally just opened. It's 9 o'clock.
But it didn't just open, did it?
It didn't quite just open. Last time we were there, everybody was outside the gate, and then they did the little song and dance.
Yes.
Mayor came out, whatever.
Wow, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, now you can walk in much, much earlier, and they trap you in front of whatever land you want to go to.
Right, there's a soft open.
Yeah, until they let you through. And sometimes that's right at the time the park opens, but sometimes it's a little bit before.
Could be a half hour before.
Yeah, it could have been.
Could be an hour before.
So, you know, getting there when the park opens, people have already been there for an hour or two.
Right. And that doesn't have anything to do with extra magic hours.
No, there were...
That's a different thing.
Yeah, there were people who had extra magic hours, and then they had people who paid the extra money.
Right, which is so stupid.
To go in. Even earlier than the park opening to ride whatever they let them ride. We learned the hard way. First day no Mine Train. We're not going to stay an hour and a half for anything. That's not us. So the next day, we're not there at 9. We're there at 7:30. We're there pre-rope drop. We didn't stay at the hour and a half line when we were there at 9.
No.
However, we did stay in an hour and a half line by getting there at 7:30 and just waiting for the park to let us in at 9 o'clock.
Well, we just stayed.
Well, I think the main difference in that, the reason to stay in an hour and a half line before the park opens versus staying in the hour and a half line at 9 o'clock, you're not waiting an hour and a half of ticket
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you got there at 9 and you stayed there an hour and a half, it's fine. It's 10:30 and you've only done one thing.
Right. That's park time gone.
Yeah. Get there at 7:30. Maybe you're there for an hour and a half. Now you're on the Mine Train in 2 seconds. And it's 9:01.
Park time, yeah.
You get your hour and a half of park time
your
back.
Your literal park time is gone.
We rode Peter Pan. We were there so early with no wait.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that. I can't believe we did that.
So Mine Train straight to Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan still had a longer wait.
Yeah.
Because by the time we got through the Mine Train, Peter Pan was up to 15 minutes.
Yeah. But 15 minutes.
What? Mine Train took us seven. 7 minutes from the time the rope dropped till we got on.
How funny was it that Abby actually had a stopwatch on it?
She did. She wanted to see how fast it would take to get through from rope drop into the ride and off. Seven minutes.
So silly. Yeah. I love it.
Which was your favorite rope drop? Because we did Mine Train twice. We did Epcot. And one time we did...
No, you know what? Animal Kingdom is my favorite rope drop place. They handle the crowds like, this is how we do. You don't run. You don't do this. You don't do this. This, like, they were elementary school teachers.
You stayed in the line the entire time.
Yes.
Like, there wasn't that mob and everybody's trying to jockey for position kind of thing all that much.
No.
A little bit while you're going around the tree towards Pandora's land.
Right.
But once you hit the land of Pandora, they funnel you into a line.
And then have you turn that.
Turn the corner. Or go across.
And you're good.
Yeah.
And then they have you stop for the crossing people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really funneled well. And the people are there. The way that they have people stationed, they have enough people stationed in enough places. They have everything taken care of really, really well.
Animal Kingdom was another place that didn't wait for the actual park opening time.
Yes.
Like, the Magic Kingdom, they had to go through their whole castle rigmarole.
Yeah.
And their, like, opening show and the little pop of the fireworks before they'd actually let you into Fantasyland. Animal Kingdom was like 8:15. They're like, all right, come on, we're going to get moving.
We're going to start because there's enough people here. That, you know, it's going to be dangerous.
I'm pretty sure we were on and off Flight and Passage before 9 o'clock even happened.
Oh, absolutely we did.
Yeah, so they just started it early. You started going. Yeah. They let the ride go before the official opening of the park.
I know they did.
Little disappointed that it actually took less time. Like, we were there at a rope drop, so we didn't go through the main queue. We went through the fast pass queue because we were there so early.
Yeah.
Fast passes weren't available yet, so they just kept on funneling the crowd that was there through the fast pass line, which diverted you through all the cool things to look at.
Right.
There's a lot of cool queue rooms in Pandora.
Yeah, we didn't get to see any of those. So later on...
Yeah, towards the end of the night, most people are going home...
We were still there.
The line was like 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, something
like
40 minutes.
We got through
it
in about 20.
Yeah, because it runs so fast.
It did run fast.
Like, it really does run fast. But we decided to get in line just so we could see the queue.
Yeah. We had a cast member nice enough that even at the rope drop line, as you're waiting to, you know,
board in the
pre-show of the pre-show before the pre-show, they... allowed you to go in and see the room.
And just look.
Just look inside the room where you have a floating avatar body.
Yes.
And the unobtainium stuff. And,
yes. And I just said I wanted to look. I wasn't going to take any pictures or anything. Yeah, I just wanted to look and come back.
Yeah, because you miss that entire room if you're there too early.
Yeah.
Epcot rope drop in front of the ball. They bring out the trash can stomp drummer guys.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was awful.
You didn't like the stomp guys?
No. I like them. I thought their rope drop was awful.
I liked it because your son got to open the park.
No, I think the way that they opened...
They got one person as opposed to the array.
Yeah, I like the array.
They had like the one person who's like, please don't run me over. She had everybody chant like, I promise not to run.
Not to run.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And our son got to do the promise with her.
Yes.
Up front in front of everybody.
That was cute.
And we did that twice. We got to see that show twice. One time we were way up front. The second time we were like two rows back.
Whatever.
But the two rows back today, we were going far. And we were going to places that aren't as populated as when it opened. I mean, it's a test track, soaring kind of rope drop when we were heading all the way to Frozen. We rode Frozen like four times in a row.
Yeah.
Before it even got to 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Let's keep it with the rope drop. Two times at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios was weirdly oversaturated with people because Toy Story Land's open, Star Wars wasn't. So the crowds really had, there was a lot of crowd, and they had nowhere
to
go.
Yeah.
So they did Toy Story, and then they're like, well, we're stuck in this park. Let's mob Tower of Terror and the Rock and Roller Coaster.
And Rock and Roller Coaster, yeah.
Those were unbelievable wait times. I've never seen the Tower of Terror so jam-packed. A lot of times that's a walk-on.
Right. And it wasn't.
It's
always packed. It was 90 minutes, 120 minutes.
The whole day.
All day long. There was never a time where we could get on that ride.
So, yeah, we had a Rock and Roller Coaster Fast Pass, but Tower of Terror, we're like, we're not getting on this thing. We're going to have to rope drop this.
We did. We had to.
We rope dropped Tower of Terror. That was a pretty good rope drop.
That wasn't bad.
Like, they bring you in, you go all the way down Sunset, you're basically staring right at it.
Yeah, that was easy, because it wasn't much of a walk.
They were very nice about, look, we got two rides here. For those of you who want to be on the Rock and Roller Coaster,
this is where you go.
Get to the left. Those of you who are going to the Tower of Terror, get to the right. And then when...
And we were there right away.
Yeah, they had
so we were in the front.
They had, like, a human barricade.
There
was, like, an array
of
cast members walking you in.
Yeah.
So we did that as we were super early.
Yeah, we were.
Did it bother you, like, being like, we were literally the second family in the rope drop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did it bother you as people, like, started to mob up and start, you know,
wrapping
around the corner
and then coming up on the sidewalk?
Yeah, and then taking the sidewalk.
Like, right away? Mm-hmm. At the end. Coming up on this. Yeah, because that part really did upset me because they were going against the cast members.
Yeah, the cast members are like, stay on the street. But then
and
the mob gets so big, after a while they just can't. There's just too many people. They can't police it anymore.
And then you can't really... And it does make you angry.
Mm-hmm. Because you followed the rules.
But then you're like, you know what? If they're going to be a-holes, they're going to be a-holes.
I'm also like, I'm still the 20th person in. I'm getting on the ride.
We're all going to ride.
If I'm not number one, even if I'm number 200, I'm getting on this ride really early.
We're going to walk on.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking on.
Yeah.
Everybody's walking in the room. We're all going to go in the room together.
Yeah.
Like,
although it looks like 400 50, people are here.
Yeah, it's gonna.
It's still 7:30 in the morning. We're all getting on this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's not. But in your head,
yeah.
you get worked out.
Mm-hmm. The other rope drop at Hollywood Studios was Slinky Dog.
That was interesting.
Yeah, because they drop you off in front of the Chinese theater, and you get to see whatever they put in front of it to block the view again.
I mean,
they finally took down the stupid hat, but now they just put a stage up. Last time it was Frozen, now it's Star Wars. They stop you there. Then they kind of funnel you around. And then you gotta stay to, there's like a merging lane.
Right.
And you gotta get up against a wall and then work your way around the Slinky Dog line till you're there. That was a lot of people.
That was a lot of people.
Like, we did not get there that early that day. We got there about, I don't know.
Yeah, that day we didn't.
8:15, 8:30 for our 9 o'clock opening. So we weren't too far back, but still there was a lot of people heading for Slinky Dog. Just as a person trying to get a whole family out of the house. Which isn't necessarily the easiest thing.
No.
You can actually time how long it took by where you park. Like, what? Simba 133? We were Simba 131 yesterday. You guys got to get out of the house better.
Sleep in your clothes.
Sleep in your clothes. You know, I'm in the second row of parking.
Pre-tie your shoes next time.
Yeah. I'm not going to be Simba 134. That's it. If I'm 134, we're going home. Unbelievable.